to Butterfly Podcast, here with your host, Dr. Phyllis Pelzer, here serving intentional, inspired encouragement with you in mind and myself as well. So, Father God, I thank you and I praise you for another opportunity to serve intentional encouragement. I pray, Father God, that this word, which you have just downloaded into my spirit, that it will encourage your sons and your daughters, as well as myself, from all walks of life, so that we can go forth and soar like the butterfly and be all that you have purposed and planned and you have destined for us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for the greatness that you have already ordained and decreed that it will be done in our lives to and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And then I want to say welcome back again to listening to Butterfly Podcast. And for those of you who the podcast is blessing, I just want to say thank you so much because you encourage me as well by listening. And I also want to remind you to please to share. If the podcast is blessing you, please be sure to share it with someone else as well. So I'm sitting at my desk and then God just downloaded in my spirit just to encourage someone on today who's at the brink of just letting go of you just feel like just like giving up. You know what? Here is a secret, and this is so true, and it has manifested so many times in my life, and just not in my life, but many others. And it may even serve as a reminder to you as well. Sometimes when your greatest breakthrough is just about to come, you're right on the blink. They say, yes, that's right, of your greatest breakthrough. A lot of times that's when the most challenging times will come to try to force you just to throw up your hands and just to say, I quit, and just to say that I give up. So this is a short story that was told to me for some years ago, and it's actually a true story of how he was facing some extreme financial difficulties. And what happened was he just looked at all the bills that we know was just laying on his table, and just so much disparity that was just going on in his life and in his family because he was having some financial issues. He made a decision just to give up on life. And what he didn't know was he didn't even opened up this mail, this one letter. And when I believe it was the mail was opened, there was a check that was lying right there on his table. A check that made him a very wealthy man and took care of all of the bills and all of the expenses and the things that he was worried about. But the sad part was that he was no longer here to receive it. It was right there. So sometimes your blessing is right there. That's right. It's right there. And God wants you to be encouraged on today. He don't want you to give up. Don't be discouraged. You know, don't be despondent. And you know what? It actually is a part of a life, really. You know, it's part of the human experience, right? Because a lot of times our faith gets challenged, you know, and then doubt comes in and because we can't see what God is doing, a lot of times we think that he's not doing anything because it seems like he's so quiet. We just assume that nothing isn't happening. But you know what? God is working behind the scenes, you know, and he moved quietly. Haven't you heard that saying? They said, move in silence. That's right. And let success be your noise. So in other words, as you are moving in silence, right? And when your blessing is going to come forth, and then you're going to give that great testimony, that is going to be your noise. And one thing about God, see, God is not an Indian giver. If he gave you a promise, you better believe that promise is going to come true. You know, in the word of God, there is so much victory in the scriptures, right? Where we've seen so many who have overcome some insurmountable obstacles and challenges. challenges that were in their life, but yet still God brought them out victorious. And as a matter of fact, I could reflect back and I could remember all the numerous times that when I felt like giving up, but God still keeps me pushing, and he gave me so many victories, and I know there's still yet more to come. And if you just look back at your life too, how many victories hasn't God brought in your life? How many times has he opened doors? How many times haven't he made a way? How many times haven't he turned the situation around? How many times have God worked out situations for you that you felt were hopeless, where you felt that it was just you know, like you were defeated? So this is just, sure enough, it's just a reminder to someone on today, you know, don't give up. That's right. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Don't feel like you're the only one. No, I don't care what picture that they're painting on social media where it seems like everybody's life is so glamorous and they're doing this and this is happening for them and that's happening for them. No, they're not showing you the bad side. They're not showing you the other side of it, you know. But sometimes you could be on the camera and let me tell you, I'm a witness. I can tell you, you know. Sometimes I could even be on like how I'm on this podcast. You know, and then right after it, you know, feel like, oh my God, you know, just feel like, oh my God, is it gonna happen? In other words, you know, I'm going to share this. There were times when I had to go to the women's shelter, right? And I was encouraging the women because God sent me there with one message. And that message was, God has a plan for your life. And then meanwhile, after I finished ministering and encouraging them, then I would come back home, stick the key in my door, and then the tears would fall down my face. Why? Because of the challenges that I was going through. But you know what? I was going through a process. God was bringing me to some place. I was not going to always stay there, just like you. You are not going to always be in that place where you are at. So I am telling you, just like how when you wake up on tomorrow, the sun is shining and it's going to be a brighter day. Let me tell you, the sun, when we get up in the morning, that sun is shining. That sun shows up. So that's the same way with God. God is going to show up in your life. You know what? We have to learn. There are life lessons because there are processes that we have to go through. We have to learn how to be patient. We have to learn how to be compassionate. We have to learn how to be forgiving. We have to learn, you know, that due diligence. We have to have, even with the spirit of consistency, because you're going to be tested, you know, because you're going to have to show up. And showing up though doesn't mean that we just show up on good, sunny, bright days. No, showing up means that when we feel like going up, giving up, showing up means like when we don't feel like it, showing up means when we don't know how that bill's going to get paid, where we're frustrated in relationships, we're frustrated with the children, frustrated with the job, frustrated with money situations, just frustrated, period, you know, with life situation. Maybe feel like you're not getting the support, maybe have experienced some betrayal, maybe going through all types of things. But listen, let me tell you something. None of those things negate the fact that God is going to bless your life. Are you breathing right now? You're blessed. That's right. And so we have to go through some things. And what it is that a lot of times we don't want to have to go through the crunch, right? That's right. Because we're going to be crunched. Maybe a diamond. Remember diamonds? Diamonds have to be refined in the fire, and that's how they come out sparkly and all shiny, and that's why they're so expensive. Well, it's the same with you. God is refining your self-worth. So lift your head up, dry your eyes, dry your tears, lift your chest up, stick your head up high, and know that the hand of the Lord is on your life, and everything that he has promised you, every blessing that he has for you, you are going to receive it. These are just some things that you just have to walk it out. That's right. There's no way of getting around it, and nobody is exempt. I don't care how much money you have, what your ethnicity is, where you live, what's in your bank account. We all have to go through the processes and the challenges of life. So I'm telling you, so don't let, you know, what you see may look so glamorized. One of my spiritual mothers said to me, often, a Mother Williams, she would say, you know, Phyllis, all that glitters is not gold. You know, so everything that's glittering is not gold. And if you're building a business, it takes time to build. You're building a house, it takes time to build. You're building a relationship, it takes time to build. You're building up your self-esteem, your self-worth, whatever it is, that family, your child, whatever it is, it takes time to build. So be patient with yourself. And no, you're not exempt from making mistakes. None of us are exempt from making mistakes. And will we make mistakes? Yes, we will. You better guarantee that we will. But it's the lessons that we learn along the way. And it's the grace and it's the mercy of God that keeps us going. How do you think that butterfly white flutters so freely now and so beautifully me? Why? Because it went through the cocoon. It had to go through the transformation process. So just like you and I got to go through that transformation process. So don't you dare give up. You be encouraged. You wipe your eyes because there are better days ahead. There are brighter days ahead. I'm telling you, when I tell you that there are better days and there are brighter days, I'm telling you, God has no respect for persons. He's done it for me and he's done it for so many others. And if you reflect back, he's done it for you too. So this time is no different than any of the other times. God will even raise up a deliverer for you. That's right. You need help with something. God will put somebody on your heart. Sometimes we have to let go of our, We got to humble ourselves sometimes, right? And pride. That's right. Let go of pride. You know, let go of pride. And if there's help, if you need help, then ask for help. Because sometimes we think people, oh, well, they should do it. No, people are not mind readers. We are not mind readers. You know, your spouse is not a mind reader. Your parents, they're not mind readers. Your friends, your associates, your colleagues are not mind readers. So express it. Confide in someone and pray. And just know that you will get through this. And whatever you do, hold on. I'm telling you, hold on. You are at the edge of the greatest breakthrough in your life. And everything that you're going through and everything that you've gone through is making you to be a better person. And you know something? It's not just for you, but it's for someone else. Why do you think God gives me these encouragements, right? Because he walked me through some stuff. That's why these are life lessons through tears, through turmoil. That's right. But God holding me and molding me and keeping me. It's all God. This is all God. So that's why the light is brighter. You're getting closer and closer to a brighter day. So you be encouraged. And you be empowered and you hold on. And God sent this message to you and you know that it is for you. Yes, the tears may be falling because you know it's for you. Yes, it's hitting you right dead in your heart because you know it's for you. God said, don't give up. That's right. Don't you dare give up. It gets better. And one thing about God, he sees everything and he will fix every situation. There is no weapon that is formed against you or against your family, right? Or against your business, against your project, against whatever they, against your mindset. That's right. No weapon formed against your health, against you shall prosper. God said that it will not prosper. So you be encouraged on today and lift your head up. Yes, we all have a moment. But God said, grab a hold of hope. He sees you. And that's why he sent this on today. You be encouraged. If you got to listen to it again and again, you listen to it again and again. But don't you dare give up. I'm telling you, God said your blessing is right there. You're right at the tip. He's at the tip of doing something so miraculous for you. Why? Because he already planned it. Even before you were conceived in your mother's womb, even before you were even born, God says your days were numbered. The plans that he has for you, they're numbered. The blessings and the victories that he has for you, they're already numbered. brighter days are coming. And it's okay to cry. And it's okay to feel frustrated. Because yes, it happens. Why? Because we are human. And it's going to happen. So you don't have to beat up on yourself. But know that if God be for you, He is more than the whole world that is against you. And if the truth be told, you have so many other people that are really for you. It may look like there are a lot that are against you, but believe me, there are some that are for you that you don't even know about, that's even sent up prayers for you that you don't even know about. That's right. You got people praying for you that you don't even know about. When there's intercessory prayer, you are included. So you be encouraged on today and lift your head up. And know that you are victorious. And God is going to work that thing out. Just watch. Matter of fact, it's already worked out. Just dry your eyes. Lift your spirits up. Go ahead. Fix yourself a good meal. Treat yourself to something. Take some time out. Watch a good movie or something. Or pray. Get along with God. And if you have to go back and to apologize to someone because you lashed out at them, because that's what happened when frustration sets in, lash out sometimes on our loved one and on innocent ones. Apologize to them. Apologize to them. That's right. You apologize to them. And thank and praise God for sending this encouragement to you today. I know I do. You go forth and have a blessed, an immensely blessed day. And remember, greater is coming. There's a brighter day that's coming. God bless you.